Democrats are accusing their Republican counterparts on Capitol Hill of giving the Trump administration a pass when it comes to congressional oversight. And WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that some Republicans for our region think they have a point.
Republicans control both chambers of Congress, which means they wield the gavels and are able to control hearing schedules and the witness list. Those are vital tools for exercising oversight and pressing for answers from the Trump administration. While most in the GOP contend they're doing their duty, Democrats, like Philadelphia Congressman Brendan Boyle, literally laugh off those claims.
I laugh because there has been little to no oversight of this administration. You have some Republican chairs who have acted like they're almost parts of this administration, and oversight is the last thing that they're interested in.
That's why many Democrats and a small but growing number of Republicans are calling for legislation to insulate Special Counsel Robert Mueller from being fired by President Trump for his ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. At least one bill cleared committee in the Senate. Boyle says that legislation could actually insulate Trump from his worst instincts and prevent him from getting rid of the special counsel.
And in my view, that's an impeachable offense because it would be obstructing a criminal investigation into this president and to a number of his associates. I am concerned that the president may do that. He's certainly someone who has exhibited incredibly erratic decision-making.
Republicans are growing frustrated with a Mueller probe. South Jersey GOP Congressman Tom MacArthur says he wants Trump to let the investigation run its course, but he thinks bills to insulate the special counsel are all about politics and unnecessary.
Every indication I've gotten is that he's almost done. So I think this is somebody trying to make a point as opposed to actually get something done. Before this bill ever made it through even the House, much less the House and Senate, he's going to be done with his work.
At this point, more than a year in, MacArthur is also a tad annoyed with the investigation's pace.
I think it's taking longer than it should at this point. I do think that. And it's gone off in a number of different directions, although I think they're trying to keep it focused. It's time to let him get it done.
As for the broader criticism that the GOP is giving Trump and his administration a pass, MacArthur says the so-called Trump resistance inside and outside of Congress is bad for the nation.
I think there are some people that are crying out for more and more investigations because they're trying to make this president unable to do his job, and that's not healthy for the country.
Central New Jersey Republican Congressman Leonard Lance says he could support one of the proposals to protect the special counsel, but he says he hasn't fully studied it, in part because GOP leaders oppose them, so no votes are expected anytime soon. If ever. But Lance bemoans the tit-for-tat on Twitter and cable news between the president and the former FBI director, James Comey.
Mr. Mueller should continue his investigation, and I support his investigation. Regarding the back and forth between Donald Trump and James Comey, I find it unattractive on both sides.
Democrats also accuse GOP leaders of giving the administration a pass when it comes to things like the president having foreign dignitaries and lobbyists stay at a Trump hotel just down the street from the White House. Experts say that could break the Constitution's emoluments clause that prohibits any president from profiting off foreign governments. Still, Lance says those cases are best handled by the courts, not Congress.
There are cases now in the judiciary, and I have great confidence in the judiciary. And I think that issue is likely to go to the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court has never ruled on that issue.
Then there's the oversight of cabinet secretaries. At least three of them have been accused of spending lavishly on their offices and taking first-class travel instead of flying coach. Lance and retiring Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Ryan Costello recently grilled the EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt over accusations that his agency doled out huge bonuses to his top advisors, put a more than $40,000 private phone booth in his office, and got a sweetheart deal on housing from a D.C. lobbyist. Other administration officials haven't gotten similar questioning from the GOP. Costello says that makes sense.
So some of this stuff, you really got to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Sometimes the headlines can be misleading, but Pruitt's of a different ilk on some of this stuff. There's no question about it.
Republican Congressman Charlie Dent of Lehigh Valley, who is retiring soon, says his party is being a tad hypocritical when it comes to oversight, especially on all the allegations swirling about lavish spending from members of the president's cabinet. While he doesn't defend it, he points out that Democrats have also been guilty of this in the past.
Clearly, had Shubin on the other foot, you know, we'd be waving a bloody shirt, and there'd be hearings. So, unfortunately, what I've noticed with both parties over the years is that each side, you know, kind of abides by this notion of separation of parties and a lot less separation of powers.
Whether it's the Russia probe or reports of lavish spending by cabinet secretaries, Democrats have no plans to let up on their calls for stout oversight heading into November's midterm elections. And a part of their pitch is becoming, put us in power so we can hold the administration accountable. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.